This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by Frank Hopper. Frank is the leader of Capital Innovators. He's the managing director. He's going to talk to us today. He's a seed investor. He's a Series A investor about what they do and how they do it. He's a Redbird. Frank, can you take a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself and about Capital Innovators?
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for setting that up, Scott. I really appreciate it. So like you said, I am the managing director of Capital Innovators. I've been here for a little over 3 years now. I have a little bit of a unique background. My background is actually in marketing, not finance. I came to Capital Innovators looking for a job supporting a portfolio company, actually operating. Operating a company is what I was looking for. But one thing led to another. Long story short, I ended up as the program director for our flagship accelerator program. And then just over the years, I kind of gained more and more access to the venture side of our business. And then a few months ago, I stepped up as managing director of Capital Innovators. A little bit more about Capital Innovators. We started out as an accelerator program. We were actually one of the first in the nation. We started just a couple months after Techstars did. And back in 2010, we made our first investment in 2011. We've invested in over 140 companies over the past 10 years. We are St. Louis based. We invest in a lot of companies all over the world, a lot of them here in the Midwest and St. Louis and kind of this area. But yeah, so through our accelerator program, we are industry agnostic. We look at that pre-seed, seed stage for the accelerator. We are really open-minded investors. You know, we have a diverse background. Most of us in our firm come from different industries, so we kind of approach it with a little bit of a unique perspective, I think. And I think that that has served us really well. We also do some Series A investment, like you said. Series A, pre-Series A, just right around there. We're looking at startups that are doing about $1 million in ARR with that are seeing between 15 and 25%. In MRR growth. Those are kind of our qualifications to get in the door and have a conversation. And that is out of our third venture fund. We had our first close on January 1st, 2020, and we just reopened to kind of round out a little bit of the investment into that fund over the next few months.
Just fantastic. And talk about pre-seed. What does pre-seed look like? What does seed investing look like today?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of technology, a lot of other things, service businesses. What are you seeing a lot of?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I mean, it's even my answer today would be different than my answer whenever I started just 3 years ago. It continues to change. Right now, accelerators are getting pushed further and further, or earlier and earlier, I should say. We are investing in earlier and earlier companies with a preference for the closer to seed, the better. We like to see a company that has a customer, that has a product that is at least mostly complete. You know, we normally say that our soft line in the sand is a company that has a product that's mostly complete, that sold it to somebody for some amount of money. And anything earlier than that, we would consider pre-seed. Which we're doing more and more of, you know, and to do that, it's a challenge at times, but we're looking for strong founders. We're looking for founders that we believe can get the company, you know, up and running and bring those customers on and make it past that Series A level before they need to, you know, take a harder look at leadership. We're also looking at market. We're not too picky about market as long as the market makes sense. We're not, you know, there are a number of VCs, particularly in the seed, pre-seed stage, that really have a heavy position on niche markets or just huge markets. We're flexible with both. We're willing to look at both. We're not too picky whenever it comes to founding team other than believing in them and liking their background. There are some investors and accelerators that will only invest in you know, technical founders. We're open to non-technical founders. We like to see co-founders, but they don't have to be co-founders at the time. We have some flexibility there. It's kind of some of the perks of being a small shop.
I mean, it's so fun and so interesting. And I guess that the big question is, now, you've spent time in Illinois, you've spent time in Missouri. More of a Cardinals or a Cubs fan?
Oh, man. You're going to get me in trouble. So that's an interesting question. I have to say a Cardinals fan. So I hope I don't lose you any listeners because of that. But I've definitely been to a few Cubs games in my day. My family, actually, we had some business with Wrigley Field. So there was a while where we weren't wearing red or blue. We were just trying to be quiet as possible.
God bless. And what are you most focused on and excited about this year, other than the Cubs' downfall? I mean, what are you most focused on and excited about?
Yeah, that's a cool question to ask. I appreciate it. For me personally, I think the things that the pandemic has shaken up, you know, in society and you know in our economies is really interesting. I think that, you know, you can pick almost any industry and look at how it's changed it, and I find that pretty exciting. For me, one of the most interesting is education. I think ed tech is gonna be big. I think that the way that our education system is set up right now, I don't know how much longer it can last. I mean, I institutions have a way of lasting longer than, you know, some think that they should. But I think that we're gonna finally start to see some bigger shakeups here, and I hope that, you know, innovative startups can help push that forward. So that's one of the things that I'm really excited about. I'm also, you know, Capital Innovators, we have a second accelerator that we conduct for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. So I've got to see some really cool technologies around, you know, geospatial data and management, and also kind of space. Some new deals there that I'm pretty excited about. I think that the things that can happen on that front will be really interesting. I don't know that those space deals are deals that Capital Innovators will be making anytime soon, but personally, I'm excited to see innovation in that space. So
I mean, truly so interesting. And we, quite frankly, so much more discussion about this educational technology investing and, mm-hmm. you know, appearance of a college student at a private university who just paid another tuition bill for first semester of mm-hmm. 2021, you know, for mm-hmm. but for fall semester 2021, the costs are just are insane. And compared to, like, when I went to college, and I'll date myself, I went to the University of Illinois for undergraduate, mm-hmm. tuition was literally $1,000 to $1,200 a year. And of course, we all bragged about we're paying our own way through college. And the kids, they laugh at that because they can't pay their way through college. They just can't do it. Just is insane. Yep. And the educational military establishments become just crazy, the cost of it. So I couldn't agree more that there's a need for change, a need for, a change there. I imagine you were an Illinois State grad, Bloomington normal person. The cost of tuition, even when you went, must have been more reasonable than it is today.
Yeah. Yep. I am almost done with my student loans. Not quite yet, but I should be soon, I hope. It's skyrocketing. I saw a chart recently that showed that compared the cost of different goods in comparison to inflation, and I think that education was, I can't remember what was first, but education was second. Had just gone up astronomically and outpaced inflation like tenfold. I mean, it was just it's unbelievable. Especially in the thing that I think that sets it up for innovation so perfectly is just the access that the internet has provided, and that, you know, the content economy has produced. You know, you can learn anything on YouTube and the internet. Like, if you have if someone can provide a little bit of structure, the information is out there. You can learn. So I think that is going to set up. That has set up an interesting opportunity for a unique disruption there.
100%, 100%. So just fascinating, and you're absolutely right. I mean, and it's been proven this year, like no other, that so much mm-hmm. of the learning can be done without, you know, better leveraging of professors, better leveraging of everything, mm-hmm. better leveraging of bricks and mortar, and all those things. 100%. It is so true. Anyways, Frank, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. What a pleasure to hear your thoughts and the seed and pre-seed and Series A investing that Capital Innovators does. Just fascinating for us to all learn about these ecosystems and so forth. And I love the focus on educational technology. Obviously, space innovation too is just fascinating. thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.